Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Sam Haskell. First I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Samuel Bond Haskell IV was born on April 3, 1988, and lived in Tarzana, California. He went by the name Sam. His father, Samuel Haskell III, was a well-known and successful Hollywood producer and agent who represented celebrities like George Clooney, Dolly Parton, Ray Romano, Whoopi Goldberg, and Kathy Lee Gifford. Sam's mother was an actress named Mary Haskell. In 1977, she was Miss Mississippi. Sam had one sister who was also an actress. In 2008, Sam was arrested and charged with two counts of assault with a deadly weapon. He pleaded no contest and received 3 years of probation. In 2010, Sam married a woman named Mei Lee. She was born in China in 1986 and moved to California alone. The couple met in college. They moved into a $1.7 million, 4,000-square-foot house at 4115 Coldstream Terrace in Tarzana. The couple went on to have three sons, Sam, James, and William. In 2018, Mei Lee's mother, Yang Xiang Wang, and stepfather, Gao Shan Li, moved from China to California and lived in the same house. They cared for the couple's three sons. Sam really didn't have a steady source of income. Presumably, he relied on family money to survive. He referred to himself as a director of music videos and fashion editorials. On occasion, he filmed videos at his father's estate. Sam's main method of finding work was pretty straightforward. He owned a professional digital cinema camera, specifically a Red Epic Dragon, which records in 6K. When factoring in the cost of the camera body and all the accessories necessary to make it function as desired, the camera probably cost over $50,000. This is the same camera that was used to shoot the movie The Martian, starring Matt Damon. It's a pretty good camera, a little outdated now, but it definitely has a great picture. Considering the low-quality productions that Sam found himself shooting, a Sony FX9 would have been significantly less expensive without giving up too much quality. Even that may have been too much camera for him. I don't think Sam needed a 6K camera. Many low to mid-tier productions would be fine with a Sony FX6, which records in 4K. Using a ridiculously expensive camera was probably Sam's objective, and the money didn't matter. I'm guessing he didn't buy the camera with his own funds. Furthermore, he probably liked the prestige associated with a modular camera like the Red Epic Dragon. Like he wanted something that was strongly associated with mainstream Hollywood movies, even though it was way too much camera for his purposes. In addition to dazzling people with this camera, Sam also found work by impressing people with stories about how wealthy his family was. It's a good thing his family was rich, because Sam did not actually make a profit from shooting films. People who knew Sam described him as arrogant, condescending, self-centered, and grandiose. He had an extreme interest in edged weapons, like swords and knives. Sam was also interested in Japanese culture and spoke Japanese. Many of his low-budget productions featured Asian women playing characters who experienced a gruesome demise, like slasher films. Even though Sam was married, he actively pursued other romantic interests, especially Asian women. He would imply that anyone he was dating would receive a boost to their career due to his impressive status as the son of a Hollywood producer and agent. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On November 7, 2023, Sam hired four day laborers to remove heavy plastic trash bags from his house on Coldstream Terrace. He paid them $500. The bags were quite heavy. Sam told the day laborers that they contained rocks. After the laborers drove away from his home, they noticed that the bags were squishy. Either these were magic rocks, or something much more frightening was in the bag. They opened one of the bags and found human body parts. Instead of immediately contacting the police, The day laborers drove back to Sam's house, gave him his money back, and returned the bags. They told him they did not want anything to do with whatever he was up to. The men took photographs of Sam, his house, and the bags. Only at this time did they contact the police. This was at 5:30 p.m. By the time the police arrived, they did not find Sam or any bags. Later, they reviewed surveillance video that captured a white Tesla, registered to Mei Li, driving away from Sam's house 7 minutes after the day laborers returned the bags. The officers believed they did not have enough evidence to enter Sam's house and investigate. They left without taking any further action. On the next day, November 8, 2023, a homeless person was searching a dumpster in Encino, 6 miles away from Sam's house. He found a trash bag that contained a beheaded torso. The homeless person called 911. The police immediately reviewed surveillance video and noticed Mei Li's white Tesla pulling up to the dumpster on November 7. This happened just 23 minutes after the day laborers returned the bags to Sam's house. In the video, Sam could be seen exiting the Tesla, removing something large from the back of the vehicle, and placing it in the dumpster. Later, the police would learn that Sam wasn't done with his suspicious activity for the day. At 4:45 p.m. on November 7, he was captured on surveillance video moving black plastic trash bags from the white Tesla to a rented 2021 Nissan Armada SUV. He drove away and left the Tesla parked on a street. The police went to Sam Haskell's house, arriving at 8:40 a.m. on November 8. This time they did enter the house and investigate. In the master bedroom and in the master bathroom, they found bloodstains. In the garage, there were trash bags that contained bloody towels and linens, a power saw, diamond blades, a machete, a plywood board, a few pairs of disposable gloves, and canes that belonged to Mei Li's mother and stepfather. Investigators learned from neighbors that Mei Li and her parents had not been seen since November 6. On November 8, 11:30 a.m., Sam Haskell was located by the police in Woodmoon Hills, driving the Nissan Armada. He was arrested without incident. On his person, he had a folding knife. In the SUV, the police found a .357 Magnum revolver, a military-style knife with blood on it, a headlamp, and passports for Sam, his wife, and his children. The blood on the knife matched his wife, her mother, and her stepfather. In addition, when the police recovered Mei Li's Tesla that Sam had abandoned, they found her stepfather's blood in it. On December 18, 2023, the torso found in the dumpster was identified as belonging to Mei Li. The rest of Mei Li's body parts and the remains of her mother and stepfather were never found. The police developed a theory of the crime. They believe that Sam Haskell murdered and dismembered his wife and her parents on November 6, 2023, the last day they were seen alive. On November 13, Sam Haskell was charged with 3 counts of murder. He appeared in court in both December 2023 and January 2024, not wearing a shirt. A year and a half later, on July 12, 2025, at 4:20 a.m., Sam Haskell was found dead in his jail cell. The authorities said that he brought an end to his own life. This was just a few days before he was scheduled to appear for a preliminary hearing. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. There is no doubt that Sam Haskell was guilty. The case against him was pretty strong. For example, he was captured on video placing his wife's torso in a dumpster, and a knife found in a vehicle he was driving contained blood from all 3 victims. One question that comes up in this case is, what was Sam's motive? Some people have argued that Sam killed his wife in the heat of the moment. He became angry with her and acted impulsively. He then killed her parents to cover up the original murder. This explains why he seemed so haphazard and disorganized. This is an interesting theory, but I disagree. The reason I disagree is based on the evidence demonstrating that Sam planned this crime well in advance. A few examples. Sam was having an affair with a 27-year-old woman at the time of the murders. In October 2023, the month before the murders, Sam told his lover that his children would soon be living with his parents. On October 21, he purchased a one-way ticket to Japan. On November 2, he asked his lover to join him on his trip to Japan. He bought her a round-trip ticket for a flight that left on November 28. Sam made two suspicious shopping trips to Home Depot prior to the murders. On October 6, he bought gloves, bolt cutters, dust masks, a contractor's apron, and a fiberglass drill. On October 20, he purchased a canopy, moisture barrier, coveralls, diamond blades, and plywood. Sam left Mei Li's Tesla parked on a street near an Airbnb that he had ordered in October. He reserved it from November 6 through November 18, 2023. It seems pretty clear to me that Sam planned his crime for at least a month in advance. He had a lover, an escape plan, and plenty of tools that can be used to get rid of bodies. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. Sam Haskell was self-centered, impulsive, irresponsible, immature, grandiose, arrogant, pretentious, condescending, perfidious, manipulative, deceptive, cold, callous, excitement-seeking, antagonistic, socially awkward, paranoid, falsely believed he was special, had a sense of entitlement, and was exceedingly creepy. Sam believed that he was destined to be successful in Hollywood, and he deserved to be famous because of his father's status. He frequently mentioned his family's wealth and even shot films at his father's house. Sam wanted to impress people. In addition to his father being well-known, Sam had an expensive camera that he could use to find work. He was particularly attracted to slasher films involving Asian women. A lot of people in Hollywood work on films that have disturbing topics. Rarely does that signify antisocial tendencies. But in Sam's case, it may have. Sam exaggerated his level of importance in many ways. For example, he routinely expressed concern that his family's wealth placed him in danger from criminals who would kidnap him and hold him for ransom. If people were not impressed by his low budget and low quality films, maybe they would be impressed because he lived a life of danger. He was always on the edge. Mysterious kidnappers could come out of nowhere at any time. Starting in 2019, Sam's wife, Mei Li, wanted to leave him. However, she continued to stay with him because she was afraid of losing custody of her sons. At some point, Sam must have become disgruntled with Mei Li and her parents. Instead of just divorcing her, he came up with a strategy that was much more homicidal in nature. Sam decided to murder his wife and her parents, dismember their bodies, and dispose of them. His skills as a criminal mirrored his skills as a movie producer. Sam believed paying day laborers to get rid of the body parts was a smart move. When the day laborers brought the bags back to him, Sam knew he was in trouble. He had to accelerate his schedule. This forced him to deviate from his original plan. He probably wanted more time to clean up the crime scene, but time was not on his side anymore. He left his house 7 minutes after the day laborers returned the bags and desperately tried to dispose of evidence. When a homeless person, unofficially functioning as a trash inspector, found Mei Li's torso, Sam found himself under even more pressure. He desperately tried to escape, but he did not make it too far. Spending time in jail was unpleasant for Sam. He was accustomed to a much more pleasant lifestyle. Prior to a preliminary hearing, where the state was going to reveal the overwhelming evidence against him, Sam decided to make an exit from this world. From his perspective, there was no way to avoid a life sentence, but at least he could avoid the embarrassment. Before taking this drastic step, Sam could have offered a gesture of goodwill. For example, he could have revealed his motive. He could have written down where the rest of Mei Li's body was and the remains of her parents. Ultimately, he decided against this. Sam made no effort to show remorse because he had none. Now moving to my final thoughts. From an outside perspective, one might think that being born into a wealthy family who was well connected in Hollywood would be a good thing. Sam had connections, resources, and a safety net that most people can only dream of. His life should have involved experiencing one success after another, but as it turns out, maybe he would have been better off with a more modest upbringing. Considering how he murdered three people, it's hard to imagine the outcome could have been any worse. I think what happens sometimes is that privilege becomes toxic. It can magnify flaws, inflate fantasies, conceal darkness, and reinforce narcissistic traits like grandiosity and arrogance. There is a value to working hard, struggling, failing, and ultimately accomplishing meaningful goals on the strength of one's own effort. Sam was denied this opportunity. Everything was handed to him. All he had was unearned. Sam never accomplished anything. At first glance, he may have looked like a Hollywood producer. Expensive equipment, glamorous connections, dazzling stories, but there was no actual talent to back up his claims. Sam misinterpreted his privilege as proof that he was special. He was destined to be successful. Sometimes privilege is thrust upon an individual who cannot handle its power, its weight, or the illusion of superiority it creates. Those are my thoughts on the case of Sam Haskell. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.